From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that Syria's president must step down. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Bashar al-Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents killed 56 members of the Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. The killings happened earlier in the week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says that more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats and barges. A Coast Guard statement said that the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather slowed the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continued to struggle to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Austria was bracing for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began shipping migrants to the Austrian border. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Havana, Cuba, on the first night of his historic 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The pontiff began by praising the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world. He urged political leaders to persevere on the path of reconciliation and to develop all its potentialities as a proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples, of all America, and as an example of reconciliation for the whole world. The Pope will celebrate Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square on Sunday before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. He travels to the United States next week. The pontiff's U.S. schedule will include a private meeting with President Barack Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored world meeting of families in Philadelphia. In West Africa, tensions continued in Burkina Faso despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power on Wednesday. Across the country, groups of protesters put up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emily Yob reports from Burkina Faso.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing "Our Homeland or Death," a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diandere, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emily Yop from VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
And Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday. Former Petroleum Minister Sherif Ismail is the new prime minister. Several ministers, including the Minister of Defense, stayed from the previous government. The new government will oversee long-delayed parliamentary elections that take place in phases beginning October 17th. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.